This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The American Lung Association gives Colorado Fs for its tobacco prevention programs and its failure to stop the sale of all flavored tobacco products. The industry insists those products are safe. Colorado got a D for having low tobacco taxes, which will increase following voter approval last November. And Colorado got an A for services to quit tobacco. A proposal to rename the 75-mile-long Gore Range has hit a snag in Grand County. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Summit County commissioners have proposed renaming it to the Nuchu Range after consulting with Ute tribal leaders. But Sky High News reports that on Tuesday, Grand County Commissioner Merritt Linka called the effort a controversial misuse of time. The commission then tabled the issue without voting. The Gore Range spans central Colorado and was named for Sir St. George Gore. He was an Irish aristocrat known for a hunting expedition in the 1850s that killed thousands of animals, including 4,000 bison. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names will make the final decision. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
An excessive force lawsuit against Loveland and four police officers has been settled for nearly $300,000. The Loveland Reporter says that Preston Soule claimed he was injured by officers for refusing to talk to them at a scene of a 2019 accident. His attorney says Soule had shoulder replacement surgery and that resisting arrest charges against him were later dropped. 25 degrees in Denver, 26 in Vail. This is CPR News.